Wednesday morning, and in the studio, we've got John Wright from Hardin County Schools. Hello, good
hey,
to see you.
Good morning. How are you?
So we're glad to have you come in this morning. We've got possible inclement weather on the way. Now, we all know the weather in Kentucky, you know, we can sit here and go, oh, it is going to snow. It may not snow. It may snow sooner or later than they say it's going to snow. It may not get as much snow. It may get way more snow. We just don't know. But this is the first time since school kicked in August that we've had to have the discussion of what do we do?
I can tell you the grocery store meteorologists know because I went to one of our local grocery stores last night just because we needed food, and the shelves were almost bare. So
there was no bread, there was no milk.
Bread,
no
eggs. I think I got the last loaf of the bread that we normally get. But anyway,
get, like all wheat hot dog buns because they're out of bread. So there's grains in this.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, to answer your question, Brian, there are lots of ways for people to find out what we are doing when we decide what we are doing. And, of course, those are, you know, the traditional, what used to be one call is now send it. And with that, the reason we went to this package of send it instead of one call is that allows for emails and texts. So we will send that out via both those channels. There are our website, hardin.kyschools.us. You can find out on all of our social media channels, which include Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can find out on all of our local radio stations, which two reside in this building. You can find out on all the Louisville TV stations that will be on their crawl. And a lot of those TV stations have ways for you to sign up to receive their snow report via text. So you can sign up with them via that way. You can sign up on our with e-communication on our website. There's a tab called e-communication. You sign up for a district message. We will send it out that way as well. There shouldn't be any reason that nobody knows about our decision. And if you do, it's because you just weren't paying attention. Sorry.
So at this point right now, no decision of any type has been made at all.
No, because we just don't know what's going to happen. As you said, the meteorologists have a pretty good idea of when it's going to be here, but we just don't know that. I mean, we have watched over this is my 12th school year, and over those 11 years, I've seen hey, it's going to snow bad, and it doesn't snow hardly at all. I've seen, hey, it's not going to be that bad, and it snows 6 inches. I've seen, hey, the snow's going to start at 7 in the morning, and it doesn't start till lunch. And we've canceled school based on a forecast. So it's hard to cancel school based on a forecast or make a decision based on a forecast because, hey, that's a day, you know, and days are precious in the calendar. I don't think people understand that is a day is precious, and it obviously in life it's that way, but especially in the school calendar, because you have a certain amount of days that you have to go to school, and to get those days in, and we want people to graduate as early as possible and have as much of a summer as possible. So,
and obviously safety is a major protocol.
Absolutely. When we roll those buses, and that's what maybe some people that are newer to the area, and we always get this question is, you know, well, I lived in Michigan, I lived in Minnesota, I lived in the Northeast, and they come down and 2 inches closes our school district. Why is that? Go to Eastview, go to Summit, go to Miller Hill, go to in the eastern part of our county, go to some of those places where the road is literally a slope. You know, it's almost a 90 degree it's almost a triangle, you know, it's almost a straight up angle. Go to some of our roads where curves are, you know, are really, really bad. And if we put a school bus with children on those roads where those curves are really bad, and you know, your road may be straight in your subdivision, your neighborhood, but I can promise you we can't just close part of the county because that just wouldn't be feasible. So that's why we cancel school when we do, because of those roads. And we have target roads. You know, when we go out in the mornings, we have target areas we go to. And literally, we hit the brakes. And if we slide, then we're probably not going to have school. So,
Well, and it's just, you know, so people have to understand it's not worth losing one child's life.
Absolutely.
Just because your neighborhood's clear and theirs isn't.
Absolutely. Yeah. One child is one child too many, and we will not put one child in jeopardy and over a snow day. We just won't. And
so that gets us to now the next question. Because of the terrible thing with COVID, and it forced everybody to back up and redo, you know, this school district never prior to COVID had NTI days. It just,
right.
The technology wasn't there. The need wasn't there. That's we right. rarely had school snow days. So what do we do now? Let's just say, for
sure.
example, it just buckets of snow come down Thursday. Friday morning we get up. What's going to happen?
Sure. So, you know, that's the question. That's a very legitimate question. I've gotten that question several times is, well, if we cancel, will it be automatically be an NTI day? Know that we only have 10 NTI days. The legislature never extended that. You know, last year we had an unlimited amount of NTI or whatever just because of the pandemic. Well, they didn't extend that. So we only have 10. Every district in Kentucky only has 10 days where they can use non-traditional instruction. So you have to be very careful with that, especially in January, because the snow season, as we know, in Kentucky lasts until April, you know, yeah. sometimes. So you have to be very careful on how you delegate. Now, the session started yesterday. Could they extend that? Possibly, but they haven't. So we only have, as of today, January the 5th, whatever today is, we only have 10 NTI days. So we have to be very careful on how we do that. You know, if I can tell you this, if you know, there is a lot of snow, it's 8 below 0, and power's out, we probably won't have NTI days. Well, that's not a day where I can go out and play in the snow. You're right, because it's too cold. Well, you mean I can't do NTI that day? Right, because power's going to be out to a good portion of our counties, and NTI plans include internet. They include computers and devices that need electricity. And if electricity is out, then you can't access those devices. So, again, I'm not saying that that's the way it's going to be. It's just things you have to think about.
So
and so it's re- so I really – that's a good question, and I really can't answer it, if that makes any sense, just because every situation is going to dictate the way that's handled. Now, just because it's handled this way this time, it may not be handled that way the next time because we may be – close to our limit of NTI days. And there are always circumstances. There are always differences.
Okay, so looping back around to the beginning of this. So if I get up and I see measurable snow on the ground,
the first thing I would do is list. If I'm a Quixie listener, the first thing I do is tune into you guys because you're or any of the local radio stations. Check out our websites. Check out our social media. You're going to get a. Now here's the other thing. Well, I saw it on social media before I got my send it message or my one call message. Well, possibly because that system has to go through about 20,000 phone numbers. So that's probably right. That may be right. So if you see it from any acceptable or any official HCS avenue of communication, then it's true. You know, just because your neighbor who thinks they saw it posted it, that's not the official way to find out.
All right. That is John Wright from Hardin County Schools. I don't know if you can hear the amount of preparation that they've put into this, but it's a lot.
There's a lot of things taken into consideration for this. Yeah. It's not an easy decision.
Not an easy decision. And when, you know, I get the call when Mrs. Morgan makes that. And here's the thing, and not to put the onus on her, but it is hers. I mean, it is her decision. She consults, obviously, with our transportation court or director who has several folks out driving. There are employees. They're out driving the roads at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you guys have done that yourselves.
And we have done that. Mrs. Morgan has done mm-hmm. it and will continue to do it. She loads up her dogs and or her dog and they go, you know. Mm-hmm. And but again, tomorrow's going to be tricky because when we wake up tomorrow morning, there's not going to be anything on the ground. And so if we make that decision tomorrow morning and people are going to question it, know that we have put a lot of diligence into this and looked to a lot of people, not just the Louisville meteorologists. It's the National Weather Service who we have a connection with. It's other school districts, you know, kind of west of us because that's where most of the weather comes from. What are you doing? How are you handling it? You know, Breckenridge, Meade, they're in the same boat we are. They have a lot of rural roads and, you know, but the blessing and the curse is – they get that weather first, but the curse is a lot of those districts are on central time. So they have an hour later to make that decision, and we don't. we're in Eastern time. So it's just hard. And I know I sound like a pity party, but there are just so much that goes into that decision. It's not easy. It's really not.
All right. There you go. John Wright, Hardin County Schools. Just keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open. Be smart, be logical, just listen to the advice of the school, and they'll let you know if anything changes, when it changes, why it's changing, and what the plan is. And there's no way to just kind of put a blanket across all
of absolutely not. Absolutely not. When I found out, and kind of wake up and realize what Mrs. Morgan has told me, it's so funny. She'll call me, "What are you doing?" "Well, sleeping."
All right, here's Sean Colvin and Sonny Came Home. It's Quixie 98.3.